Let up and light up a Camel, the cigarette of costlier tobaccos. Yes, it's the Camel Caravan with Benny Goodman and the world's greatest swing band. Greeting from left to right, the entertainment committee is Johnny Mercer with a fluff box under his arm, Martha Tilton, the Goodman Quartet, and our special guest, the Quin Tones. The first item on our agenda is a word of appreciation to all you club members, you smokers who make these weekly meetings possible. You are the final judges of tobacco quality, and you've made Camel the largest selling cigarette in the world. So thanks, folks, and let up and light up a Camel.
This is your president, Benny Goodman. Tonight, we're saying hello and welcome from the main clubhouse in New York. And Johnny Mercer, what was the idea of running out on me so fast last week? Were you training for a race?
Why, no, Prexy. I was racing for a train.
Well, all right, then. Hurry on now.
Are you aware, Mr. B.G., that this is double or nothing night on the fluff box? If you don't make a fluff, Prexy G., you get all the O'Day in the fluff box. 19 smackers.
$19 if I don't make a fluff. And what happens if I do make one?
Why, you contribute another $19.
That's a nice little one-sided idea you dreamed up, Johnny. What about you? Same rules apply?
I'm afraid so.
Well, let's see now. How do you think we'll end up?
Well, if neither one of us makes a fluff, we split what's in the box. If you make a fluff, we'll have $38. And if both of us make one, that's another 38, or a grand total of 76 clams.
I think this club needs a certified public accountant now.
Well, here we go, folks. Last event in the minstrel show. Benny and the band proceed with the proceedings to the tune of Louise.
Now, here is Martha Tilton's newest refrain. It's the latest thing from Featherbed Lane.
A sort of modern lullaby is what the song suggests, and the Quin Tones sing it with me, for the Quin Tones are our guests.
The inspiration of the song's a very sentimental man, for together with the Quin Tones, Martha sings that sly old gentleman. ¶¶
fly, old gentleman, from Featherbed Lane.
Bye.
Here's our committee in charge of special events, the Goodman Quartet. A couple of weeks before a meeting was called to order, they started riffing it up together, shall we say. Before they got through, they had worked up a sequel to their famous Opus 1/2. Things must be looking up because they've called this one Opus 3/4. Order, please, order, please. Order in the clubhouse. Here's an item you'll all want to post on your bulletin boards. At your bookstore tomorrow, you'll find a brand new volume called The Kingdom of Swing. It's the story of swing as that story can only be told by Benny Goodman. Congratulations, Benny.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, John. But a big share of my congratulations should go to Irving Culloden. As you know, John, he's the music critic for the New York Sun. And Irving is the man who was patient enough to sit down with me and help me tell the story.
Well, Benny, it's a swell story, the way you two have told it. And what I like most about the book is that besides being a history of swing, it's so full of backstage stories about other people who made swing. I mean Bix Beiderbecke, Tommy Dorsey, Frankie Trumbauer, Louis Armstrong, and the Tea Gardens. We meet every one of them in the Kingdom of Swing.
Well, John, I wanted the reader to meet them, too, the way I've met up with them in the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, you've certainly done it. And club members, taking that title from Benny's new book, the Goodman Band salutes the author with a special of their own, also called The Kingdom of Swing.
large clubhouse we've been visiting, the members vote unanimously for one tune.
Well, I think we ought to mention, Benny, that it makes a fine theme song for all the goldfish swallowers we've been reading about.
Yeah.
It's their favorite dish, that song of fish, Hold Tight.
Yeah. Hey, John, how do you think that song would sound with some extra lyrics about the fish?
Oh, it'd probably go, hold tight, hold tight. Up at Harvard, all the kids are yelling, want some goldfish, mama. And up at Yale, they ate a whale.
Johnny Mercer, I vote we bring the Quintones back again. Suppose you take them into the clubhouse trophy room.
Right, Benny. They're all present and accounted for. And I'm all set to join them in the trophy winner. The Quintones and I sang on their first visit to the clubhouse, Shadrach. We'd like to hear a downbeat if you've got one to spare.
Children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, took a trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego,
Meshach, Abednego.
And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet,
told everybody.
Told everybody, when you hear the music of the flute,
yeah, told everybody.
And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the harp, you must fall down and worship my idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But children of Israel wouldn't bow down to Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
He couldn't fool them with the golden idol, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Shadrach, Shadrach.
So the king put the children in a fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He heaped on coals and red hot brimstone, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. 7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. We burned up the soldiers the king had put there, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talked to the children about the power of the gospel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Thank you. hair on the head of Shadrach. Me shack a bit, laughing and talking while the fire was jumping round Shadrach.
Me shack
a bit, nigga.
Now Nebuchadnezzar called.
Hey, time in the house of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And now, Hot Clubs of America, here's our special for you this week. The Goodman version of a song that was made famous by McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Remember, I Found a New Baby? Like we can eat after all. Neither one of us fluffed a word, missed a line, skipped a page, or made any mind of...
Oh, you mean fluff, huh, Keith?
Yeah. Or did I say eat? I guess I'll have to eat my words.
And double that $19, Marcia. Come on, pay up, Pop. Shovel it in.
Well, hold the box for me there.
Get the keel.
Pardon us just a second, folks.
$18. 18 and a half.
This sounds like a gag, but it isn't.
Looks like you better get another job, Pop. Well, so long, John.
So long, Benny.
Club members, we hope you'll all be able to drop around again next Tuesday. We'll have Albert Ammons and Mead Lux Lewis at the piano. And that means another session of Boogie Woogie. Won't hurt at all. Till then, this is Benny Goodman saying goodnight for Camels and all the gang.
Next Monday night over these same stations, Eddie Cantor's Camel Caravan rolls in. So make it a Monday night date, too. Men, when it comes to pipe tobaccos, there's an extra mildness and a cool, mellow flavor about Prince Albert that's just about the last word in pipe joy. In fact, it's called the National Joy Smoke. No bite treated to remove harshness. Crimp cut for good packing and cool, easy drawing. And, of course, better tobaccos to begin with. If you've never known the real pipe joy of Prince Albert, then you've got a treat in store for you. There's no other tobacco like Prince Albert. Harry Holcomb speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.